today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hard rockin' song, perfect for cranking open the window on a nice summer day when you're driving.
Everybody, welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to this episode of our show. It's our final May 2026 new music episode. Big thanks to all who contributed. Much, much appreciated. Another haul of very, very good music released last month. Now it's time to start taking your notes for June 2026 new music. We've got a few days left in the month, but I hope everybody's been keeping track of the releases. We're going to get to the picks in just a minute. But first, I want to remind everybody out there that it still is plenty of time for you to get ready for Suburbs Fest 2026. If you are listening to this episode on the day it's released, June 26th, that means there's just about a month left. It's going to all kick off on July 30th down in Knoxville, Tennessee. We'll having a open night meet and greet and hoot nanny. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've secured a room and we're going to get together, have a few beverages, toast each other, say hello, and play a little music too. I think it'll be a lot of fun. Then, of course, the next night, Friday, July 31st, live band karaoke with Frank Muffin, a huge crowd favorite. Get up and play in front of one of the best rock and roll bands in America and choose from their vast array of cover songs. It's a lot of fun. It'll be at the Tennessee Tap House in Knoxville, Tennessee from 7 to 10:30. A free event, but of course tips are appreciated for those hard-working muffins. And then Saturday, the big wrap-up. In the afternoon, there'll be a podcast recording with some local Knoxville musicians, including Shyla McDaniel, Jody Manross, Alex Garcia of Civil Strife, and Andrea Kukli-Uarte will be interviewed and performing a couple tunes, and that's going to be at the Corner Lounge. That's a free event, and the big wrap-up concert. Kickback, kick off those rock and roll shoes, and have a good time at a far-out show, including Michigan's Matty C. Matty Carlson will be playing one of his patentedly great acoustic sets. Frank Muffin will be playing a set of their own and headlining Knoxville's Cosmic Kings Quart Jar. That is going to be a lot of fun. We've got a block of rooms reserved at the Hampton Inn Cedar Bluff, and all you have to do is go to suburbspod.com, click on the big banner that says Suburbs Fest 2026, and all the details are there. We'd love to see you down in Knoxville. You don't have to make it for all 3 days. Come for a day. Come for a day and a night. Come for all 3 days. We'd love to see you if you can make it down there. It seems like we're going to have a real good crowd. So looking forward to seeing everyone down in Knoxville, Tennessee this summer for a good time. The perfect weekend summer getaway. Now, I want to jump into new music. We have Kevin Porter that's going to kick us off, and then I'm going to have a pick after Kevin makes his, as usual, fantastic selections. One quick note, you'll hear Kevin in this episode comparing a group to the band Black Country New Road, but he says Black Country New Rose, and that's perfectly understandable. And of course, we all know Kevin meant Black Country New Road. Got in touch just to clarify that, and all is good. So with that, we're going to turn it over to Kevin Porter right now for our final May 2026 new music. Go, Kevo.
Greetings, Jim and Patrick, and the Rockin' the Suburbs community. This is Kevin Porter calling from just outside of Baltimore with my new music picks for May. My album of the month comes from Thomas Dalbun and is called Birds of Paradise. It's his first full-length album, but he did release an EP last year. It's a combination of Damian Jurado and MJ Letterman, which perhaps isn't too surprising because Letterman is all over this album, playing drums, guitar, and contributing some background vocals. I suggest playing the song Dozen Roses, which features a nice MJ Letterman guitar solo that starts at about 3 minutes and 15 seconds into the song. My song of the month comes from the Bug Club and is called It's a Good Day for Dying. It's off their album Every Single Muscle that came out on May 29th. Nothing subtle about this song, it's just a good, hard rocking song. Perfect for cranking open the window on a nice summer day when you're driving.
The full moon beckons.
Mention, I'd like to highlight an album by a New Zealand band called Menzies. I don't know what they put in their water in New Zealand, but this is just another example of great music coming from that country. The album title is a little unwieldy. holding my cold hand even though yours is warm. I hear a mix of Badfinger and Black Country New Rose in their sound. I suggest playing Superman Pose. That's it for me. Hope everyone's enjoying their summer. I look forward to hearing all the new music picks from the community. Take care.
Telling myself I've got this. Superman pose in the lift. Asking politely, where's the bathroom? Splashing water from the sink. There's a long way to go. 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 I've grown my hair out for the second time. I'm hoping it works. Catch your eye unintentionally. It hurts. There's a long way to go. There's a long way to go. There's a long way to go. There's a long way to go.
All right, thank you very, very much, Kevin Porter. I definitely am going to be checking out all three of those albums. I really like the Bug Club Menzies too, and love that guitar solo in that first track. So thank you, Kevin, very, very much for those picks. Great stuff. I want to point out an album to everybody that came out in May 2026. It is a record by the guitarist Marissa Anderson. If you know of her work, she's an American guitarist based out of Portland, Oregon, and she primarily plays in what is known as the American primitive style. Basically, everybody that sort of came after John Fahey, who's one of my all-time favorite guitar players, and she plays mostly acoustic and electric, largely improvised music. She's done about 10 albums since she came onto the scene, done a lot of collaborations, including one with William Tyler that I quite like. And she has a really interesting backstory, too, if you want to read about her, some of her nomadic and political protest things that she got involved with. But this new record she came out with is very, very interesting, and I'll quickly tell you the backstory. Anderson was on tour and was down near Tulsa, Oklahoma, where the Bob Dylan Center is located. And in the Bob Dylan Center, among many other things, is a collection of Harry Smith, 4,200-piece collection of books, LPs, journals, and pamphlets owned by the musicologist who put together his most well-known work, The Anthology of American Folk Music, in 1952, that became just a landmark release and influenced countless, countless, countless people and still is doing so to this day. And Marissa Anderson was very interested in this. She managed to get a little peek at it. She couldn't do a lot of research there without a grant. And eventually she acquired one and was able to go back and study the things in the Harry Smith collection. And the project she conceived of was this. She took music that was in that collection, and of course it's not just American folk music that was in that collection, it was music from all over the world. I mean, just a stunning, one-of-a-kind kind of a collection of stuff. And she took her own birth year, 1970, as a starting point, and then she chose music from countries in which the United States have had a conflict in her lifetime. So examples are Southeast Asia, USSR, the Middle East, and she worked with a guitar and interpreted all these songs that were in Harry Smith's collection. I believe she ended up being able to access something like 9,000 songs through this grant, and went through all of them and picked out a set of music, and has released that album and under the title The Anthology of Un-American Folk Music. It's mostly on guitar. There is a couple tracks, including the one I'm going to play for you, where there's violin accompaniment. Violinist Gisela Rodriguez Fernandez. It's really a striking record, as well as being a very interesting and unique approach to historical music, and also a new creation. So I found it to be really fascinating. I was already a fan of her work. I believe I mentioned to her on New Music or on this podcast before. So I really wanted to highlight this for you and let you know that it's out there. And I highly encourage you to listen to it. It's another worldly kind of experience, and it's really cool. I really, really enjoyed it. And I think you might, too, if you have an ear for the unusual and exotic, which I think a lot of our listening audience does. So with that, I want to pick as May 2026 New Music, The Anthology of Un-American Folk Music by Marissa Anderson. The song we're going to hear is called Zar, Z-A-R. It's a Yemeni folk song, traditional song. And I find it to be quite moving. You'll hear the violinist Gisela Rodriguez Fernandez on this, along with Anderson. But there's a whole lot of other stuff to explore. So enjoy Zar. And with that, we will talk to you guys next week. Kick off those rock and roll shoes and